Hello and welcome to today's episode from Dr. Simone's Mindspace. Today, live from Shanghai, actually waiting for my delivery, or actually getting my delivery, and in between picking up my food that I've ordered in Mandarin with the help of a local dear lady, and scanning my QR code from my app in order to pay. Lost in translation is today's topic. Have you experienced such a situation yourself, where you just completely foreign to all around? Staying in Shanghai for my research after a quick stopover in Hong Kong, which I've visited early 2020 and early 2024 already. And yes, it's a very different situation there too, but not as different as it is in Shanghai. I lived in Shanghai 10 years ago, and that has been a blooming place, an international hub for people from all over the world. It felt a little bit like the Long Bar at the Waldorf Astoria in Shanghai during the good old days. And when coming back, I noticed over the years that it became more and more restrictive and less international, but actually in a good way. Up until my very last time in 2019, when I was here just before the global pandemic hit. And in January 2024, I've been visiting for the very first time again after the pandemic. And that time it has been interesting to be back, obviously, but also sad in a way to see how much it has changed in a not as positive way as I had envisioned and hoped for. It has changed in becoming very Chinese, but also very controlling. And if you don't have a foreign telephone number, your access to Google and WhatsApp and all the European Western apps isn't possible. And the payment function is only more or less over the local apps, which is also quite a hassle, or that's putting it very lightly. It's a huge hassle. And so, it's been very interesting to face such a situation of being so foreign, so completely foreign, like I've never experienced in my life. And being so standing out as a woman, a white woman, is quite an experience. It's such a rare encounter, I guess, as a large majority in the West has probably never experienced such a situation of being so standing out and being so in the minority. It's such a rare encounter that I guess many of you, even around the world, traveling globally, have not experienced. And obviously, I'm more than curious to hear from those who did, if they, where and how they experienced such a situation, right? That to be said, it's quite something. And there's many feelings that come along with it that I haven't actually been ready and prepared for. So that's one of the things I wanted to share in this podcast. It's an interesting mix in making you become more humble and realize, which I obviously did also during the time I lived here, but even more so now, to realize that, yeah, there's other ways of living. There's other places in the world that people live in a different way, and they live very good to a degree as well, or they at least have a good daily life as much as they can, or they can go to yoga as well like we do, but the yoga is much tougher, for example, as it's just a tiny little example. There's more discipline in the yoga than a yoga class in the West, which I appreciate, because then at least you get challenged. But I guess not for everyone, as it is with everything. And what I, however, feel is it's an interesting mix between feeling humble to this experience, but at the same time being so unique. And a white woman brings also a lot of privileges, or a white man especially. And I've encountered many such situations during the time I lived here, which I felt personally and for the whole entire West embarrassed for, the way Western people felt entitled. But I can understand, and it's very easy to get entitled when you're treated in a special way, right? So we are treated in a special way in actually two ways. You're treated in a special way of actually being dismissed for who you are, but at the same time also being given a sort of free pass because you're different. And so it's that I wanted to discuss as well, to be not abusing this special status just because you are different and you are treated differently, that people without the social control of their countries actually, or the societies where other people are holding you accountable for your behavior, are actually acting out in a way that is really disturbing. So that said, how do you cope with loneliness in such a situation where everything's so foreign, it's a different language, a different set of being, a different way of going about your daily business? How do you deal with that loneliness experience? And another question I would like to raise is how to deal with the frustration of being lost in translation. That you do communicate, and I do speak Mandarin, but there's still so much that's lost in the conversation. And how to avoid abusing, as said, the privileged status and the lack of social control that comes along with being so one and the only among many. Yeah, questions to be discussed, and questions that I wanted to be sort of a little bit of a cliffhanger for the next episode. So I will try my very best after flying home from this experience to reflect and to provide feedback. So thank you very much from a noisy, very urban-y Shanghai, and have a good night. Bye-bye.